Sit back, relax, you got nothing to lose. What do you think I'm about to show you? The female of the species is more deadly than a male.
Deadly.
Only a movie, you can say it again. Just wait till you see what I did at the end. The female of the species is more deadly than a male.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the More Deadly podcast, where we review horror movies directed exclusively by women, which prove that the female of the species is more deadly than the male. More Deadly is a trans-inclusive podcast where we celebrate the work of cis and trans women, as well as non-binary filmmakers who are comfortable being included in a space that centers the work of women. I'm your co-host, Rachel, and joining me now is the one who I will always avenge. It's Ariel.
Hi.
Hey, girl. How are you? We missed you so much last week. I'm so glad you're back.
Me too. I was so sad to have missed it, but the episode with Larry was great, so I'm glad people got to enjoy that. He's always fun to have on. You know what's weird, though, is that Larry and I almost never get a chance to record together because he's always, like, filling in for me.
I know. Well, that's going to change.
Yeah.
We have something. We have to put it on the calendar, but we have a very special episode coming up.
I think we should do it in October. It's coming back to theaters. In October.
All right. You know what? You're making excellent points.
I know.
The question is, are we going to see it in the theater?
That's a very good question. I mean, it would be like, it could be a fun experience. Just saying.
Can I tell you about a fun theater experience I had this week?
Go for it.
So I don't know if you know this, but this week is like the 50th anniversary of Jaws.
Yes.
Okay, so Matilda and I, as I started off the show, or I don't know how much of that's going in, we were talking about how hot it is, and we were like trying to escape the heat because we live somewhere where it's like hot 3 days a year, so nobody has an air conditioner, right? So we just like suffer. And so she saw that this was playing, and she was like, you want to get out of the heat for a couple of hours? Let's go see Jaws. So I was like, yes. And then she's like, it's playing in the D-Box theater.
I am dying to know what that's like because I've read about it, but I've never done it myself.
I was very, very, like, pretty borderline anti-D-Box. Like, it sounded dumb to me. Like, what is, for what? Like, why do I want to be shooken around?
Like, I don't know,
I
it just seemed like the tingler or something from the 50s, you know?
Well, I have been red-pilled on the D-Box, my friend. Like, I'm ready to go see Downton Abbey in the D-Box. It was amazing.
Really? So okay, what is it like?
So, okay, I was picturing a box of some kind, right? Like some sort of like they put you in something and they shake you around and then like splash you in the face.
I just assumed it was something attached to your seat.
No, it is a reclining seat, which would be nice in the winter. You can like turn on a heating pad in it. Ooh. It's like a very nice seat. And you can up and down the intensity of the D-Box. I went full blast. Okay. Like if you're D-Boxing, you're D-Boxing all the way. Basically what it is it's a recliner with like haptic feedback in it. So, like,
when is it like a rumble pack for when you played like N64? Oh my God.
Yes.
Okay.
So, like, when a car starts or when the boats go in, it's like, and then it kind of like when the shark was swimming, it does kind of move like a little bit. But the best thing about it, and why I want to see every horror film in it from now on, is it is like, it is such a jump scare enhancer.
Yes.
Oh, because it's like when the jump scare happens, you have the visual and the audio, but now it's almost like somebody's grabbing your shoulders at the same time.
Holy shit. That sounds amazing.
So you know me, I'm a dork in a movie theater. Yeah. Like I don't talk, I don't act a fool, I don't act like
squeal,
it's my living
though.
Room, but I scream, I jump, and I go, oh my God.
Yeah.
And I did it like 5 times in the movie. And like the last time it happened, or one of the last times it happened, I just like, because Matilda kept looking at me every time and laughing, and I was like, don't look at me. It was the part where he was like, where Brody is like sitting at the end of the boat, and you see Bruce for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And he like comes, and he comes in, and he's like, we're gonna need a bigger boat. Like that part. Yeah. I was like, oh my God!
That sounds amazing, though. I gotta try that.
I'm like, I know it costs more money.
Sure.
Like,
But so I'd rather have that than paying more for like a 3D movie. You know what I mean? Like,
well, that it was also in real 3D.
Oh, shit. Both. Never mind then.
Okay, but I don't know that they're all that way. What I'm saying is if you can get like a pure D-Bock experience, like I want to see The Conjuring that's coming out. Because I'm not that excited for it. But if I could see it in D-Bock, now we're talking.
Mm-hmm. Those scares could be really fun.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I was very, very skeptical. Very skeptical. But now I'm like a fucking D-Bock truther.
You're going to start evangelizing for the D-Bock.
I wish they had done... I just saw Texas Chainsaw Massacre in the theater. I wish they had shown that in D-Bock.
Oh, yeah. The vibrations every time he uses the chainsaw.
Like when he slams that door. Or when he... Yeah, the chainsaw would be amazing. Yeah, oh, yeah. So good.
That sounds great.
So good. Yeah. Anyway, usually this is the part where you tell me a story.
Yeah, no, that was
great. Do you have anything exciting for me?
No, nothing interesting has happened in my life. So that was good that you had something to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a 50-year-old movie. who knows how to party better than I do? It was great. And I will say my fear was it was going to interrupt my beverage drinking and or popcorn eating. Not at all. I think maybe I lost like a kernel. You know what I mean? Okay. I'm willing to chalk
for that sounds with good.
The like the you know risk reward for how fun it was to have the D-Bock worth a kernel of popcorn. The one thing I was sad is we saw it in a theater that didn't have the like I kind of want the Jaws popcorn bucket, but they didn't have it.
Oh, bummer.
As we all know, I love a popcorn.
You
bucket.
You do love a popcorn bucket. You have quite the collection that you've amassed.
I
back
know.
There.
Some I
of them
know.
Are really cool, and then other ones are so lame. But,
I mean, I don't get them all. Like, I saw the stupid Megan 2.0 one when I was there dorky. And the Annabelle one.
Yeah,
like,
the Annabelle one was crappy, too.
No, I like the more creative ones. Or, I don't know, the ones I like, anyway. The ones I like are cool, okay? Anyway, moving on. So, Ariel, what are we doing today? What's the plan? What are we watching?
Yeah, so today we are going to be talking about The Retaliators, directed by Bridget Smith.
And Samuel Gonzalez Jr.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that in the research. But...
Oh, I'm going off IMDb. It sounds like maybe
No. I just
there.
Meant like I didn't do any research on him. So I keep forgetting that he like directed the movie too.
Right. I like your boy. I stand your boy erasure. That's fun.
He literally didn't do anything wrong that I know of. I just didn't.
Okay.
I thought
maybe it was like a Spielberg, Toby Hooper situation.
No.
Like, okay. All right. All right.
As far as I know, it is not. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, in case someone is new here and they have not been scared off by my D-Bock evangelizing.
Okay.
How do we handle spoilers on this here podcast?
Yeah. Eventually we're going to spoil this entire movie. And there are some twists and turns in this one that could potentially be spoiled for you. But before we do that, Rachel's going to give you a synopsis. I'm going to tell you about the director and the making of the movie. And then we're going to give you our non-spoiler review before Rachel gives you a warning, and then everything is up for grabs, and we're going to talk about like the end and the twists and the kills and all of that. But this movie is free on Tubi, so if something like that bothers you, pause, go watch it, and come back.
Perfect. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll do all that. Hey folks, Rachel here. Thanks so much for listening to this preview episode of More Deadly. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, good news, you can. There are a couple of ways that you can hear the full episode right now. First, you can subscribe to the More Deadly podcast for free wherever it is that you eat your pods. Or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/zombiegirls to get the episodes ad-free plus all the other Patreon goodies. Thanks so much for listening.